Greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives. And remember, my friend, future podcasts such as these will affect you in the future. You are interested in the unknown, the unexplainable, Jerry Lawler pedophile jokes. That is why you are here. And now, for the first time, we are bringing to you the full story of what happened on that fateful day. We are bringing you all the evidence, based only on the secret testimony of the miserable souls who survived this terrifying ordeal. The incidents, the places, even more shitty puns. My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Let us punish the guilty. Let us reward the innocent. My friend, can your heart stand the shocking facts about Brainbuster 7 from outer space? Space.
It's time for Brainbuster, a professional wrestling quiz show. My name's Matt Denton on the board, and now here's your host, a man whose toilet has been called the Chamber of Horrors, Johnny Sorrow.
Thank you, Matt. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in once again to Brainbuster here on the Pro Wrestling Only Place to Be Nation Network. Again, I am Johnny Sorrow. That is Matt Denton on the board. And this is our very special Halloween episode of Brainbuster. And I'd like to welcome our panel. First of all, a newcomer to the show. He's known over at PWO as Chief. It's James. How you doing, man?
Great, man. Happy to be here.
Cool. Also, returning to the show, our very first winner, if I recall correctly, the one, the only, Marty Sleaze. How you doing, Marty?
I am glad to finally get my contractually obligated rematch against Kelly. And I would like everybody to know that watches or listens to Tag Teams Back Again, that even if whoever wins, we will not break up over this.
Oh, come on, just put him through the fucking window already.
Yeah. It'll be a woman that comes between us, eventually.
And speaking of his partner and our returning champion, once again, the inimitable, the beast incarnate, Kelly. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. It's been a long time. I'm ready to take on some challengers.
My crown. Okay, well, yeah, we took a month off. It was just been crazy for everybody. I was finishing up my play, and Guys and Dolls, and everything was just crazy busy. But we're back on track, and I wanted to make sure we have a really special show. And it's Halloween. It's my favorite holiday, and we're gonna get started with, of course, our first game, the Halloween Havoc game. Bet you didn't see that coming, kids. I know James saw it coming.
Yep.
But here's the rules of the game. I'm going to give each of you, you're going to each get your turn, but I'm going to give each of you a Halloween Havoc and a year. You have to, and I will tell you how many wrestlers wrestled on that card. And it has to be not valets, not managers, not run-ins. Just people who are wrestled on the show in the matches. And you have to bet how many names you can name that appeared on that card. And the next person can either challenge you to name them or can say they can name more. And if you get challenged and you meet the challenge, you get a point. If you don't, the challenger gets the point. Very simple. Same kind of rules as name that card. But like I said, since I couldn't get that right, we're going to try with a different way of doing it. So Kelly being the champion, you get to go first. And your year, okay, your year is Halloween Havoc 1993. How many wrestlers do you think you can name? And oh, there were 20 wrestlers out of 20. How many do you think you can name that appeared on that card?
Name 21.
10.
10. Okay, Marty, can you name more than 10, or are you going to challenge?
I'll challenge Kelly.
Okay, Kelly, it is up to you now. Give me 10 wrestlers who appeared at Halloween Havoc 1993.
Okay. Vader.
Hold on a second. I am sorry, sir. Main event. No.
He made events against Cactus Jack.
Yeah. Okay. I just went one page down. Yes.
Sorry.
You dumb fuck!
Hey, sorry. Yes,
well, Vader's main event.
Vader's one. Okay.
Cactus Jack.
Two.
Steve Austin.
Three.
Dustin Rhodes.
Four.
Sting.
Five.
Sid Vicious.
Six.
Ric Flair.
Seven.
Rick Rude.
Eight.
Arn Anderson.
I am sorry. No Arn Anderson. Okay. Marty, you get the point. Marty gets the point. Okay. The entire list is The Shockmaster, Ice Train, Charlie Norris, Kane and Cole, otherwise known as Booker T and Stevie Ray, The Equalizer, Paul Orndorff, Ricky Steamboat, Davey Boy Smith, Lord Steven Regal, Dustin Rhodes, Steve Austin, Knobs and Sags, Bagwell and Scorpio, Sting, Sid Vicious, Rick Rude, Ric Flair, and of course Vader and Cactus Jack. No Arn on this show. So first point goes to Marty. So we're going to bring it around now. Marty, it is your turn. And your Halloween Havoc, sir, is Halloween Havoc 1998. And there, again, 20 wrestlers. How many can you name?
10.
10? James, can you name more?
I think I can do 11.
11.
We just saw Kelly? The show earlier today.
Well, hey.
I'll challenge.
Okay.
I'll challenge.
James, 11 wrestlers who appeared at Halloween Havoc 1998 and go.
All right, we got Chris Jericho.
Yes.
Raven.
Yes.
Fit Finley.
Nope.
Oh, damn.
I'm sorry, no Fit Finley.
I admire you. You didn't go for the obvious choices.
Well, okay, so point.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I get it.
Point goes to Kelly. It was Chris Jericho, Raven, Wrath, Meng, Disco Inferno, Juventud Guerrera, Billy Kidman, Disco Inferno, Rick Steiner, Buff Bagwell, Scott Steiner, The Giant, Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, Bret Hart, Sting, Hulk Hogan, The Warrior, and of course Goldberg and DDP. All right. James, though, it is now your turn. And your Halloween Havoc is Halloween Havoc 1990. It's your turn to start the bidding, and it's 29 wrestlers. How many do you want to open the bid with?
Try six.
Six is the opening bid. Kelly, can you name more than six?
Yeah, I can name more than six. I'll try 10.
10. Marty, you want to go for more than 10?
Yeah, I'll go with 11.
11. Back to James. Can you name more than 11?
I challenge.
Challenges Marty. James challenges Marty. We have 29 wrestlers and Halloween Havoc 1990 and go.
All right. Sting.
Yes.
Sid Vicious.
Yes.
Ric Flair.
Yes.
Ron Simmons.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Yes.
Butch Reed.
Yes.
Lex Luger.
Yes.
Bobby Eaton.
Yes.
Stan Lane.
Yes.
Ricky Morton.
Yes. Hold on a second. Hold on. Hold on. Yes, Ricky Morton.
Tommy Rich.
Tommy Rich, and that is 11. Point goes to Marty. All right, so the whole lineup for Halloween Havoc 1990 is Ricky Morton, Tommy Rich, Bobby Eaton, Stan Lane, Terry Taylor, Bill Irwin, Brad Armstrong, J.W. Storm, Master Blaster Blade and Master Blaster Steel, Tracy Smothers and Steve Armstrong, Michael Hayes and Jimmy Garvin, Chris and Mark Youngblood, Rick Steiner, Scott Steiner, Knobs and Sags, Junkyard Dog, Moondog Rex, Doom, Flair, Arn, Stan Hansen, I know, Moondog Rex, Luger, Sting, and of course Sid Vicious, leading to the memorable cover of the One magazine with Barry Windham dressed up as Sting. You know, to where I hadn't seen the show and I just saw the cover and I'm like, who'd be fooled by that? Jesus Christ.
Quite the gross scary record.
Yeah, I know. All right, so at the end of a first round, Matt, what are we looking at?
We are looking at James in last place with zip, zero, zilch, zero, nada, nothing. The reigning defending champion Kelly in second place with 1 point, but in the lead, Marty with 2 points.
All right. And now our next game is the promo game. And while I wanted to do this in the voice of Bela Lugosi, I was asked after doing an impression on some show, or maybe we were even off the air, but I was asked by our very own Good Helmet Will that I need to do it in the voice of Marlon Brando.
Bullshit!
No, it's going to be Marlon Brando. Sorry, Bela. It's all grunts.
I thought Johnny was going to do Vincent Price.
Ooh, the tingler is loose. Running for your life. Ooh. Ooh, the invisible man. But we're going to be doing these in the voice of the great Marlon Brando. And you think, well, what's Halloween-y about that? If you haven't seen The Island of Dr. Moreau, just picture like that. I've got a little midget dressed up like me, and I'm wearing an ice bucket on my head right now.
That's awesome.
So, James, you get to go first. And as soon as you think you know who it is, you can just interrupt.
Okay.
No one else. This is just for James. A father gives up a lifetime of chasing women, fast cars, of unwanted hedonism in order to bring a child onto this earth.
Hold on. Is that Marlon Brando? Is that John Lennon?
It's Marlon Brando.
Is that John Lennon?
No, if it was John Lennon. It's not John Lennon. If it was John Lennon, it'd sound like this. Yeah. It's Marlon Brando. You know, like a part of the horror. Shut up, dummy. Anyway. A mother spends 9 months with a baby in a womb, a fetus, giving up cigarettes, alcohol, giving it all her attention, just to bring this child onto the earth. And then for 18 years, 18 long years, they spend raising this child, catering to every whim, giving it every single thing it wants. Whether it be nursing, or schooling, or educational help, it doesn't matter. Suffering at every turn and godly, because they'll do anything to make sure this child is raised properly and correctly. You see, the mind that controls the children is the mind that controls the future, and I am the salvation.
Oh boy, I'm going to say, I know this is probably wrong, I'm just going to throw a dad out there. I'll say Fritz von Erich.
I want to give you a point for that because that's awesome. But I'm so...
Who was it?
Raven.
Oh, yeah.
It's a pretty Raven. That's so Raven.
Who's he talking to there? I don't remember that one at all.
It was when he brainwashed the Sandman's kid.
Oh, God, that's right. All right.
All that, you know, that great, you know, remember, you know, when ECW came around, everyone was like, finally, realistic wrestling.
the 18 years thing caught me off because Tyler was like, what, like six or something hanging out with those guys?
Yeah.
Really good environment.
Nice environment. It was Halloween every day in that house. That was like that one very disturbing vignette where he's having Stevie and the Blue Meanie try to babysit him. And it just looks like a heroin den. Just awful. Okay, next up, Kelly.
Children! I love children!
Quite disturbing, isn't it? You know, people are very passionate about things in their lives. Some people are very passionate about religion, others about politics. It grieves me to say that there's an alarming group of people that are passionate about Hulk Hogan. These so-called Hulkamaniacs, they're the lowest form of the low. They're quite pathetic. I mean, Charlie, why would you worship a man who prances around like a 50-pence tot and feather boas? It was disgusting. It was bad enough 18 years ago when Hulk Hogan and his Hulkamaniacs were running wild, but now in the year 2002, it's just quite sad. I don't understand. It's a travesty. You people can't respect and follow someone like myself. I wish I could say that it was just you pathetic Americans, but it's not. It's a worldwide phenomenon.
Okay. I think it was William Regal.
You are correct, sir.
It is William Regal. I'm madly in love with you.
Because I didn't get to the... gave it away. Yes. I didn't get to the part where he calls every... I was about to get to the point where he says, I've got my silly little Hulk Hogan cup and my hat and my silly little doll and I look like a complete Buddy Pillock. So that was going to be the giveaway. Very good. A point for Kelly. And Marty, this one's for you. Get your calculator out.
Okay.
You know, they say all men are created equal, but you look at me and you look at Samoa Joe. And you can see that statement is not true. See, normally if you go one-on-one with another wrestler, you have a 50-50 chance of winning. But I'm not normal, so you'll get at least 25% at best at beating me. And then you add Kurt Angle to the mix, your chances of winning drastically go down. See, the three-way, you got a 33 and one-third chance of winning. But I got a 66 and two-third chance of winning because Kurt Angle knows he can't beat me and he's not even going to try. So Samoa Joe, you take your 33 and a third chance minus my 25% chance and you got an 8 1/3 chance of winning. Then you take my 75% chance of winning. And if we was to go one-on-one and to add 66 and two-thirds percent, I got 141 and two-thirds chance of winning. See, McJoe, the numbers don't lie. And they spell disaster for you at sacrifice.
Oh, I let you do the whole thing because I love that promo. I also went to the University of Michigan, go blue, and that is the only place they teach math like that. That's Scott Steiner.
That is, of course, Big Papa Pump.
Nice.
Scott Steiner.
Wow.
The best promo in TNA history.
That's the best anything in TNA history, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
All right, so at the end of two rounds, where are we at, Matt?
Once again, right at last place with nothing is James. Second place, reigning, defending, beast incarnate, allegedly, Kelly with 2 points. And still in first place with 3 points is Marty.
Okay.
He's totally not Jannetty-ing this shit.
No. Hey, it's still early. Anything can happen. Now, our next game is not a Halloween-themed game or with the bad impressions or anything, but it is the Clash of the Champions Hyperbole Havoc game.
Yay!
Yay. It's like the little guy clapping in my body play that. I'm going to give each of you, is going to get, say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Each of you is going to get four Clash of the Champions, the tagline name. And you have to tell me what number Clash that was. So we are going to start with James. And your first Clash, what number Clash was Miami Mayhem?
Oh, boy. I'm not too good with Clash numbers. Let's just say 8.
I'm sorry. That was Clash number 2.
Oh.
Okay. You don't lose points. It's not like Jeopardy. We're not going to, you know, get you into the negative. Kelly. Season's Beatings.
That was the 4th one.
That is correct. Marty. Knoxville Knockout.
I think that was 5.
I'm sorry, that was 15. Oh. James. St. Valentine's Massacre.
Ooh. 12.
Sorry, that's number 5. Oh, this is going well. The other day I came up with this one. I'm like, that would be a great game. Okay.
Can we have that callback, please?
Thanksgiving Thunder.
Okay, I know the year. And let's see. I think it was 12.
Sorry, it was 13.
Oh! Damn it.
Marty. Texas Shootout.
Texas Shootout. 10.
That's correct, sir.
Thanks, yeah.
Okay, James. New York Knockout.
Oh, I know which one that is. The number is 11.
Sorry, 9.
Oh, shit.
Kelly. Right. Kelly, Guts and Glory.
Yeah, I think it was number 7.
That is correct, number 7. Marty, Dixie Dynamite.
Oh, I know the year this was in. 14?
That is correct.
Wow, okay, good.
James, Coastal Crush.
6.
11, sorry.
Oh.
Kelly, Fall Brawl.
Ooh, wasn't there multiple ones called Fall Brawl? I'll go with the one that I know for sure. I don't know. I know what, or I thought there was multiple ones, but yeah. We'll see. I guess I'll get it right anyway. Let's say 16.
Number 8 is Fall Brawl. And our last one goes to Marty. And it is Fall Brawl Mountain Madness.
Damn it.
Number 16.
No, that was number 12. So.
Damn, I thought Kelly was going to be right. Seems so good.
I think there was another one. I think 16 was a Fall Brawl.
Well, they eventually started just doing them because then they started expanding their pay-per-views and took Fall Brawl as a pay-per-view and all that. But those are the ones I chose. And what are our scores now, Matt?
He's going to punch me for saying this, but still in last place with zip, zero, zilch, and nothing is James. Come on.
It's okay.
Negative reinforcement. Come on. Do better. You got this, buddy.
I got it.
Reigning champion Kelly still in second place with 4 points, and still in the lead with 5 is Marty.
All right. Boy, it's a nail biter, huh? So I guess I'm going to not do my name the tagline to the In Your Houses game because that was such a rousing fucking success. Yeah, that one goes on the scrap file. All right, but of all the promotions in the history of wrestling, I think the one that truly embraced the spirit of Halloween the most, of course, at least in America, would be Memphis, of course.
It's all on makeup and then grunting.
Yeah, well, according to some idiots who don't like Memphis, those people are misinformed.
Bullshit.
Yeah. But we know that over the course of the years, there were some pretty wild characters, sometimes who made just one appearance because Jerry Lawler liked to fight monsters. And I'm going to give you the name of a character who appeared in a Memphis wrestling ring. And you tell me whether it was real or I made it up. And we're going to start with James.
All right.
Number one, Dr. Frank.
Real.
That is real. It was a guy in a Frankenstein suit.
I told you could do it, buddy.
There you go. James is on the board.
Finally. Memphis. Yes. All right.
Woo! Kelly.
Thank you.
Kelly, Kojak.
False.
No. They had a Kojak wrestled in Memphis. I only hope he had a lollipop and said, "Who loves you, baby?"
Who loves you, baby?
It is promos.
Oh, man.
All right, Marty. The Blob.
No. False.
No, that is false. You are correct, sir.
Thought maybe that was a Mike Shaw gimmick.
He could have been. I thought that was one of the tougher fake ones, actually. James. The Tingler.
No.
No, that's of course fake. The Tinglers and the Scream, Scream for Your Lives. The Tingler.
I don't even know who that would have been on Memphis either. So.
It would have been Doug Gilbert. The Tinglers on the loose. Kelly, Dr. Acula.
Yeah.
No, that's fake. Marty, the Colossus of Death.
That sounds awesome, so I'm going to say it's true.
It is true.
Yes, Jerry Lawler's the man.
He actually was a guy in a rubber mask. It was a rubber Tor Johnson mask. And he was involved in the Andy Kaufman Lawler feud. All right, James. Lord Darth Vader.
That's sounds like some copyright infringement, so I'm going to say no.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
That was a real, that really happened.
Well, it was great while it lasted.
Kelly. Let's see. The Astro Monster.
No.
No, I made that up. Marty, Jason Voorhees.
Yes. That
is true. That is true.
Yeah.
James, Freddy.
Yes.
Yes.
He was a baby face, right?
He was a baby face.
Also like slicing up babies' faces.
Yes, hey, there you go. Kelly. This is so good. The Kisser.
True.
It is true. And let me explain what that was. I never heard about this till I found this. It was our very own Wayne Ferris. He would be better known as the Honky Tonk Man, dressed up like Gene Simmons from Kiss, and he was the Kisser.
I need to see this. God.
I know. WCW totally ripped him off. Totally ripped him off. The demon. All right. Marty. Manos.
No.
No, that's just fake. Manos, the Hands of Fate.
Yeah, it's a movie.
James, Togar, Lord of the Volcano.
Yes.
That is true.
Awesome.
Wow.
That's a real one. Let's see what we have left here. One more for Kelly. The Amazing Spider-Man.
No.
I'm sorry. That happened.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. The champ is on the ropes. James is making a comeback. Right. And what's the official score there, Matt?
So despite James making the massive comeback, he's still in last place with 4 points. We believe in you, buddy. We believe in you. In second place, champion definitely on the ropes with 6 points, but Marty is storming ahead, dropping a rocket dropper with 9 points.
All right. It's still anyone's game as we, right before we do our final round 10 count. I just want to go around the panel and ask if anyone has anything they want to plug. Any shows that you're doing, blogs, or something you've seen recently that you think people ought to watch. Be it anything, doesn't have to be just wrestling. Start with you, Marty. What's going on in your life?
Going on in my life? Well, we just did tag teams back again. Whoop, there it is. We'll be doing it again. Kelly's on me to do it more quickly. I even heard it on Titans. He's saying it. He's just really trying to get me pumped up, and I'm going to do it. I have not been really focused on my blog too much, ridingspacemountain.blogspot.com. So if you want to read my reviews, you can go to prowrestlingonly.com, where I am Superstar Sleaze. That's SLEEZE. And currently doing WWF 1985-87.
Awesome. James, you got anything going on? Anything you recommend?
I'm actually in the early stages of putting a comic podcast together. I really like the one that you and Kelly did there.
Thanks.
A couple episodes that are coming so far. So, yeah, trying to maybe go off the beaten path a little bit, like not talk about stuff that's been beaten to death a million times. So,
yeah,
more on that later. Other than that. I post on PWO. It's easily best wrestling website out there. I don't have any wrestling podcasts or anything like that, but yeah, that's about
cool,
it.
Cool, man. That sounds, as soon as you get more details about that, I'll have to check that out. And Kelly,
well,
besides everything we all, else that we got going on, what else you got going on?
Titans of Wrestling, of course. We're trying to get back on a regular schedule for that. But since I don't really have anything else to plug, I'd just like to talk about a couple months ago, and I would have brought this up, but of course the Brainbuster went on hiatus for a bit. It was in the lead up to SummerSlam. There was a trivia night, wrestling trivia night, at a bar in Vancouver where I live. And my friends and myself, we put together a team. And the team was named Fictitious Title Change, which I thought was quite clever at the time. And
did you
anyway,
come to the trivia quiz from Rio de Janeiro?
that was the whole idea. That's like what where the idea came from, was the Rio tournament. And so it was there was also live music with people dressed up as wrestlers and playing wrestler themes. That's all they did. And I sent Johnny a video that night, and it was a guy doing the American Dreams song from WWF in a very like folky sort of manner, slow, stripped down manner. It was really awesome. Anyway, it was a blast. It was a great night, and we won. We swept it. We didn't get one question wrong, and we only won by 1 point. It was that close. It was all WWF, WWE trivia, but still, it was impressive. And anyway, yeah, that's a shout out to anyone listening that was part of that evening. It was a blast. And
Now you're here on a real wrestling trivia show, and you're losing.
Yes. Yeah, I know. Reality. Back to reality.
How dare he bring up losing? Let's shoot this fucker. All right, it's time for our final round. It's 10 count. Each of you gets 10 fill-in-the-blank questions. We don't go back, so if you don't know, just give your best guess. And at the end of this, if we do end up with some sort of a tie, we do have a tiebreaker, but let's not focus on that now. You know, come on, look good, feel good, just like Dirk Diggler. Look good, feel good, come on. And we're going to start with James, who's in last place. You get to go first, sir. And here we go. Blank once played the Christmas creature.
Blank Jacobs.
George the Animal Steel played blank in Ed Wood.
Tor Johnson.
Correct. On the Halloween party edition of Saturday Night's Main Event in 1986, at the party, King Kong Bundy was dressed as blank.
King Kong?
Abe Lincoln.
Oh.
The WCW, Halloween Phantom was blank.
Ravishing Rick Rude.
Correct. The bad guy team in the Chamber of Horrors were Vader, Cactus Jack, Abdullah, and blank.
Diamond Stud.
Correct. Mike Halleck was better known as blank.
Mantar.
Correct. The luchador, known as Halloween, is also known as blank.
Damien? 666?
Seco Play.
Oh.
Blank once ate a live chicken on Tuesday Night Titans.
Kamala.
Correct. Papa Shango fought blank at SummerSlam 1992.
Dark match, Tito Santana, El Matador.
Correct. Dewey Robertson was better known as blank.
Missing Link.
Correct. Holy mackerel. That's how you back.
There you go.
What's the score there, Matt?
Well, pretty impressive. Went from 4 points to a massive 12.
12 points.
You're now in the lead.
And in the lead. Very good. Kelly, you are next.
All right.
And here we go. On that same Halloween Saturday Night's Main Event, Junkyard Dog was dressed as a blank.
Soldier.
A mummy. In the movie See No Evil, Kane played a character named blank.
Jacob Goodnight.
Correct. On the debut episode of WWE's ECW on Sci-Fi, Tim Roberts was the blank.
The zombie.
Correct. Kevin Thorne's valet was blank.
Ariel?
Correct. The Undertaker rose to heaven at blank.
Royal Rumble 1994.
King of the Ring 1995.
Nope. Wrong.
Wrong?
It was Royal Rumble 94.
Okay, yeah. Give me a point. I was wrong. See, that's why I have Matt around. Larry Sharp opened the wrestling school called blank.
Monster Factory.
Correct. Bray Wyatt first debuted as blank.
Husky Harris.
Correct. Blank had a moon and a star tattooed on each of his giant man tits.
Guy. Kamala?
Big Daddy V. Blank carried around a human eye in a jar.
I don't know.
Midian. And Nikolai Volkoff was dressed as blank at that Halloween Saturday Night's Main Event party.
Joseph Stalin.
Robin from Batman and Robin.
And
all right, what's the score? How many did Kelly get? What's Kelly's final?
Interesting turn of events, because Kelly has tied things up with James, 12 points apiece.
12-12. All right, Marty, you currently have, 9 points?
I believe so.
Marty, you have to get 4 to win.
Y'all fucked.
All right. And we're going to go through all of the questions. Here we go. Doink's top rope finisher was called the blank.
Whoopee cushion.
Correct. Vampiro's WCW group was called blank.
Deadpool.
Dark Carnival.
Damn it.
Gangrel's finisher is called the blank.
Oh, shit. I don't know. The bite.
Impaler. Halloween Havoc was held in blank the last five times.
Las Vegas.
Correct. Randy Savage and Elizabeth dressed up as blank at that same Saturday night's main event Halloween party.
Tarzan and Jane.
Correct.
Nice.
Mankind at one time called Paul Bearer what?
Uncle Paul?
Mommy. The Boogeyman was kicked out of Tough Enough tryouts for blank.
I don't know. Vomiting?
Lying about his age. Blank was the manager of Mortis and Wrath.
James Vandenberg.
Correct. God. And
there you go.
La Parca was called the blank of WCW.
The chairman.
Correct. And blank played the executioner in WWF 1996.
Terry Gordy.
That is correct. And oh my God, the impossible has happened. That little that black guy's eyes are bugging out. Just like at WrestleMania 30. Children are crying.
The streak is over.
Kelly.
I'd just like to point out the tag team's back again has been every single champion. That's why we're the best podcast going today.
Yeah. There you go.
You know what? You know what Kelly's thinking right now to you? Fuck you. Yeah. Fuck you. All right, we have a new the one, the only Howard Finkel would say, the winner of the game, and new Brainbuster champion, Marty Sleaze.
Having watched a lot of mid-80s WWF recently, Gorilla Monsoon would say, history has been made today.
Yes, well, it has. Kelly, I wanted to thank you. That was the most amazing run I can imagine, because this is not easy.
No, I narrowly escaped a few times, of course. And if I had to lose, it had to be to someone like Marty, my partner. So, hey, no hard feelings here. I'll be back. I'll be back.
Yeah,
okay. I look forward to a rematch. Babyface, man.
Cage match next time.
Yeah. No, you sound like Flair at Texas Stadium. You know, like, I'll be back. There's not going to be any trouble, but you tell your brothers, you tell your old man that Ric Flair will be back. You got it, brother. I was like, there's not going to be any trouble. But anyway, I want to thank everyone for being on the show today. James, thank you so much. You're a lot of fun. Yeah. You almost pulled it off at the end. That was awesome.
There was 3 points in it.
Yeah, like I said at the beginning, man, I'm just happy to be here. I'm like a Smoky Mountain babyface or something from the early 90s. You know, just happy to be in front of all these listeners and whatnot. And I'm going to go back and I'm going to train and I'm going to come back better than ever.
Oh, there you go.
You be like Tim Horner and sing me a song to
Maybe I can do that.
All right. And of course, Kelly, again, thank you. New champion for the second time now.
Two-time champ.
Two-time champ.
Back and forth, Kelly.
Yeah, I guess so.
But and I want to thank of course, Matt for running the boards and doing a great job. I want to say happy Halloween to everyone, and thank you. This has been Brainbuster. I'm Johnny Sauer. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Turn over the championship belt and blue teaster when you leave.
The one that's still in my truck. See you later, everyone.
Everybody shout! Come on now, sing out! It's time for the coolies to get together. They got jokes for everyone.
Bullshit!
Let's laugh the songs out.